community at ministryhealth.org. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Good morning with 90FM News. I am Connor Schulzel. An 18-pound African leopard tortoise who went missing from an Iowa museum has been found alive in an elevator in the building. Officials at the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium believe the tortoise named Cashew was stolen, but that the thief quietly returned the animal. The museum says a visitor found Cashew on the elevator floor Tuesday and that she appeared to be in good health. We'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather right after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In central Wisconsin weather, it is 23 degrees and sunny. I'll have the top five teams, the point value from hour 15, and question one of hour 17, trivia 44, right after this trivia focus.
Where's the trivia focus? There's always supposed to be a trivia focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Amber Motter from 90FM. Would you like to do trivia focus?
Sure.
What's your team name?
Help Wanted Susie's Escort Service.
Help Wanted Susie's Escort Service. How did you get your team name?
Just from the, stuff that happened with Susie Hamilton in Las Vegas.
Okay. What Looney Tune character best describes your team?
I would say probably Porky Pig.
Why would you say that?
Because we've all been eating a lot this weekend.
Okay, sounds good. Can you give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation?
That's awful.
What did your team do to survive the end of the world?
Just kept drinking.
What's your strategy for this year's contest?
Keep drinking.
What is the overall state of your team right now?
Pretty good. Good spirits.
Wonderful. How many clicks does it take to get to the center of the internet?
Two.
What's the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
90FM.
All right. For Trivia Focus, I'm Amber Motter. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Thank you.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for hour 16 is Red Solo Cup. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. And now for the team standings as of hour 15. In fifth place with 2,255 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place, 2,000 points. Oh, sorry. with 2,345 points is Tin Man. In third place with 2,415 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place with 2,440 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. And in first In first place with 2,450 points is Dad's Computer's 35 Years of Trivia. And here for the point values for questions in hour 15, we have question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 15 points. Question 3 is worth 25 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 15 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, the point values for questions in hour 15. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 15 points. Question 3 is worth 25 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 15 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. And now, for the first question of our 17 trivia is, according to the town listing on the big screen, what is the population of Coyoteville, New Mexico? Once again, our 17 first question, according to the town listing on the big screen, what is the population of Coyoteville, New Mexico?
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool is blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. I bet she's not like me. She's out of fancy free. Flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z.
Question 1 of our 17, according to the town listings on the big screen, what is the population of Coyoteville, New Mexico?
Soft and low, singing rock and roll. She's
comes down in the back. That is the end of question one. According to the town listing on the big screen, what is the population of Coyoteville, New Mexico? The answer, 36. Once again, the answer to question one is 36. Now on to question two. When Caleb Phelps took an aptitude test, he scored exactly 50%. The test was a multiple-choice test with a typical fill-in-the-circle, which represented your answer. If you took the answer sheet and turned it sideways, the filled answer spelled out an expression. What is that expression? Once again, when Caleb Phelps took an aptitude test, he scored exactly 50%. The test was a multiple-choice test with a typical fill-in-the-circle, which represented your answer. If you took the answer sheet and turned it sideways, the filled answer spelled out an expression. What is that expression? Good luck.
I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. I had $1 million, but I'd spend it all if I could find that Hannah in that Sancho that she found. Well, I'd pop a cat.
Listening to Trivia 44. That's not all, folks. And we are in the middle of question two of hour 17 when Caleb Phelps took an aptitude test. He scored exactly 50%. The test was a multiple choice test with a typical fill in the circle, which represented your answer. If you took the answer sheet and turned it sideways, the filled answers spelled out an expression. What is that expression?
Want your kiss, cause I just can't miss with a good luck charm like you. Come on and be my little good luck charm, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. A true hat, a true hat, a true hope, a true hope, a true mind. Don't want a silver dollar.
his foot on a string. The happiness and your warm caress, no rabbit's foot can bring. Come on and be my little good luck charmer, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charmer hanging on my arm. To have, to have, to hope, to hope tonight. Toss it across the bay. Your love is worth all the gold on earth. No wonder that I say, come on and be my little good luck charmer, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charmer hanging on my arm. Do have, do have, do hope, do hope tonight.
Phones down in the back, phones down. That is the end of question two. When Caleb Phelps took an aptitude test, he scored exactly 50%. The test was a multiple-choice test with a typical fill in the circle, which represented your answer. If you took the answer sheet and turned it sideways, the answer spelled out an expression. What is that expression? The answer, waste of time. Once again, the answer to question two is waste of time. On question three, we live in a society that offers us the most extravagant items we could want. We are lucky to have a pillow that has 24 LED lights in it. Turns off after 15 minutes and turns on with a simple tap. What is the name of this amazing product? Once again, question three. We live in a society that offers us the most extravagant items we could want. We are lucky to have a pillow that has 24 LED lights in it. Turns off after 15 minutes and turns on with a simple tap. What is the name of this amazing product?
Ba 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 ba. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and rolling, rocking and reeling, Barbara Ann.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba.
We are on question three of hour 17. We live in a society that offers us the most extravagant items we could want. We are lucky to have a pillow that has 24 LED lights in it, turns off after 15 minutes, and turns on with a simple tap. What is the name of this amazing product?
Magic moments when two hearts are kissed. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing.
I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride. The way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking the sleigh ride.
Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are kept. Time can't erase the memory of these magic the telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance that got up the nerve to send you some flowers. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are kept. Time can't erase.
Whenever our team was scoring a touchdown,
the time that the floor fell out of my car when I put the clutch down,
the penny arcade, the game that we played, the fun and the prizes,
the Halloween hop when everyone came in funny disguises.
Magic moments.
Phones down in the back, phones down. That is the end of question three. We live in a society that offers us the most extravagant items we could want. We are lucky to have a pillow that has 24 LED lights in it. Turns off after 15 minutes and turns on with a simple tap. What is the name of this amazing product? The answer, Bright Light Pillow. Once again, the answer to that question is Bright Light Pillow. Question 4. A successful singer began his professional career at the age of 14. In the late 40s, he was a first prize winner on the Arthur Godfrey Talent Scouts television show. A year later, while appearing at a resort in the Catskills Mountains, he was heard by Eddie Cantor, who snapped him up to be a part of his cross-country tour. What is the first and last name of this successful singer? Once again, question 4 of hour 17. A successful singer began his professional career at the age of 14. In the late 40s, he was a first prize winner on the Arthur Godfrey Talent Scouts television show. A year later, while appearing at a resort in the Catskills Mountains, he was heard by Eddie Cantor, who snapped him up to be a part of his cross-country tour. What is the first and last name of this successful singer?
Now around.
We are in the middle of question four. A successful singer began his professional career at the age of 14. In the late 40s, he was a first prize winner of the Arthur Godfrey Talent Scouts television show. A year later, while appearing at a resort in the Catskills Mountains, he was heard by Eddie Cantor, who snapped him up to be a part of his cross-country tour. What is the first and last name of this successful singer? Phones down. That is the end of question four. A successful singer began his professional career at the age of 14. In the late 40s, he was a first prize winner of the Arthur Godfrey Talent Scouts television show. A year later, while appearing at a resort in the Catskills Mountains, he was heard by Eddie Cantor, who snapped him up to be a part of his cross-country tour. What is the first and last name of this successful singer? The answer is Eddie Fisher. Once again, the answer to that question is Eddie Fisher.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Moving on to question number 5 of our 17. The top graduating students at a fictional university graduated at Summa Cum Lunatic. What is the full name of this prestigious institution of higher learning? Once again, at question 5, the top graduating students at a fictional university graduated at Summa Cum Lunatic. What is the full name of this prestigious institution of higher learning?
You gotta have heart.
You've gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You've gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and moan. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you've gotta have heart.
You've gotta have heart. You've gotta have heart.
You've gotta have heart. All you really need is heart.
When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start.
You've gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and moan. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope.
When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door.
There's nothing to it but to do it. You've gotta have heart.
You've gotta have heart.
Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart.
We are on question 5. The top graduating students at a fictional university graduated at Summa Cum Lunatic. What is the full name of this prestigious institution of higher learning?
Hey, lump of sugar, you look kind of sweet. Cuter than a baby walking down the street. When I look into your eyes, I want to leave. I can't conceal that you make me feel like a tiger. Ooh, like a tiger. My heart really cries on the ground. Wow, I'm feeling stronger than a grizzly bear. Soaring like an eagle flying through the air. When I get you in my arms, you better beware. I go insane cause I can't be tame like a tiger. Ooh, like a tiger. Ooh, I see my heart really cries me up. I wanna growl. Wow, you keep my heart jumping like a can. Like an onion in a bowl of soup. Baby, every time you come, I run like an antelope to get to you. I'm your tiger and you're my mate. Hurry up, buttercup, and don't be late. I might get mad if I have to wait. Come right now, cause I'm on the prowl like a tiger. Ooh, like a tiger. Ooh, let me see you smile as they cry. Jumping like a cat.
every time you come. I run like an antelope to get to you. I'm your tiger and you're my mate. Hurry up, buttercup, and don't be late. I might get mad if I have to wait. Come right now, cause I'm on the ground.
Phones down in the back. That is the end of question five. The top graduating students at a fictional university graduated at Summa Cum Lunatic. What is the full name of this prestigious institution of higher learning? The answer is Mad Scientist University. Once again, the answer to that question, Mad Scientist University. We're moving on to question six. According to the marquee of the Siren Theater in the big screen town of New Holland, what movie is coming soon to the theater? I'll repeat that for you. According to the marquee of the Siren Theater in the big screen town of New Holland, what movie is coming soon to the theater? Good luck, loonies. In the middle of question six, according to the marquee of the Siren Theater in the big screen town of New Holland, what movie is coming soon to the theater?
Sailor boy, he was only three. Now he's on a battleship in his sailor suit. Just a great big sailor man, but he's just as cute. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves her sailor, and he loves her too. Along the street, anyone can see they are oh so much in love, happy as can be. Hand in hand they stroll along, they don't give a hoot. He won't let go of her hand, even to salute. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves her sailor, and he loves her too.
Everywhere her sailor went, she was sure to go. Till one day he sailed away, where she doesn't know. Now she's gonna join the waves, maybe go to sea. Try to find her sailor boy, wherever he may be.
Bell-bottom trousers,
coat of navy blue.
She loves her sailor,
and he loves her too. If her sailor she can't find on the Bounding Main, she is hopeful he will soon come home safe again. So they can get married and raise a family, dress up all their kitties in sailor's dungarees. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves her sailor boy, and he loves her too.
Phones down. That's the end of question six. According to the marquee of the Siren Theater in the big screen town of New Holland, what movie is coming soon to the theater? The answer to that question is Bambi. Once again, the answer to question six is Bambi. Question seven. A National Basketball Association Hall of Famer broke his foot in his second year of his professional career. His coach at the time believed that had he not broken his foot, the team would have done well enough to be included in the NBA-ABA merger. He went on to win an MVP award later in his career. When winning, he thanked two of his teammates for missing all those shots. What is the first and last name of this player? Once again, a National Basketball Association Hall of Famer broke his foot in his second year of his professional career. His coach at the time believed that had he not broken his foot, the team would have done well enough to be included in the NBA-ABA merger. He went on to win an MVP award later in his career. When winning, he thanked two of his teammates for missing all those shots. What is the first and last name of this player? Good luck to you.
Going up around the bend. Cool.
middle of question seven. A National Basketball Association Hall of Famer broke his foot in the second year of his professional career. His coach at the time believed that had he not broken his foot, the team would have done well enough to be included in the NBA-ABA merger. He went on to win an MVP award later in his career. When winning, he thanked two of his teammates for missing all those shots. What is the first and last name of this player? That's the end of question seven. A National Basketball Association Hall of Famer broke his foot in the second year of his professional career. His coach at the time believed that had he not broken his foot, the team would have done well enough to be included in the NBA-ABA merger. He went on to win an MVP award later in his career. When winning, he thanked two of his teammates for missing all those shots. What is the first and last name of this player? The answer to that question was Moses Malone. Once again, the answer was Moses Malone. On to the last question of hour 17. For some unknown reason, there's a person who apparently lives in the sub-basement of the fictional Edgar Allan Poe High School. What is the name of this person? Once again, for some unknown reason, there's a person who apparently lives in the sub-basement of a fictional Edgar Allan Poe High School. What is the name of this person? Good luck.
Thank you.
in the middle of question 8. For some unknown reason, there's a person who apparently lives in the sub-basement of fictional Edgar Allan Poe's high school. What is the name of this person?
Cause he gets up in the morning, then he goes to work at 9, then he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails, and he's always so good, and he's always so kind, and he's always so healthy in his body and his mind. Well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservative. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls a maid, and she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade, and she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservative. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, cause he's better than the rest, and his own sweat smells the best. And he hopes to grab his father's roof when fate could pass it on. Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservative. And he plays his ball to shop, and he goes to the regatta, he adores the girl next door, cause he's dying to get at her, but his mother knows the best about the matrimonial stakes. Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
Bones down in the back. That's the end of question 8 of hour 17. For some unknown reason, there's a person who apparently lives in the sub-basement of the fictional Edgar Allan Poe High School. What is the name of this person? The answer is Randy. Once again, the answer to question 8 of hour 17 is Randy.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be